Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
Got Sue's News coming up in the next hour, and then a great conversation with one of my favorite political types, Carl Cannon, who is the Washington Bureau Chief for Real Clear Politics. We'll get an update on the fires in L.A. in the 5 o'clock hour with our friend Brian Ping, who is a St. Louis native. They have this debate going on in Jeff City about control of the St. Louis City Police Department to the state. State Senator Nick Schorr is with us because he was testifying about this. I think it was at your committee that this was all being heard in front of yesterday. Nick, how are you?
I am wonderful. It's one of the committees that I'm on, but it's not the committee that I chair.
Hey, the thing that I want to point out here before we get going into the particulars, I was rather shocked because I saw that Tashara Jones, the mayor of St. Louis, was there at that hearing. I thought it was just a miracle that she was in the state for once.
Yeah, you know, it's weird. This is the first time she's actually testified on the bill. She's not flying all around like we're used to, but she's still, even though I've requested year after year after year, hey, if she's up here, can we please meet? I'll come to her office. I get attacked on social media, and she even said in one of the committee hearings that myself, Travis Fitzwater, and Brad Crist have never met with her, but we've asked many times. So again, here goes the request. Tashara, give me a call.
So what was the sentiment from her? And this is a little complicated only because, and Nick, just being honest here, and we talk about this on the roundtable all the time, Jane and I have had these discussions. It wasn't too long ago where someone like me was arguing, yeah, we should have local control of the police department. It just seemed unusual. Well, that hasn't worked out very well. That's why we're having this discussion. But obviously, there's internal pushback for this.
Well, yeah, there's internally in the police department. I would say 100% of the police that I've talked to, that the guy who chaired for a little bit, Senator Schnelting, Fitzwater, we've talked to police in ESOP, the Ethical Society of Police, mostly African-American police, the POA, that's the other police union. All of them have said this is not working. They're injecting politics into policing. We have no backup. We have no support. It's killing our city, essentially. And, you know, back when the state control merged to the local control, you had mayors that had a great working relationship with the police. They even worked, you know, hand in hand with the police and a lot of things. Now you've got mayors that are actively defunding the police, a board of aldermen that's ran successfully on defunding the police. So that is a massive dynamic shift. But, you know, they keep touting these numbers and these statistics that have been under scrutiny for many years. And they refuse numbers despite the fact that we've had form it many times.
Unfortunately, we got something going on with the phone line there.
Dang it.
So that does not sound
very
good.
Try calling him.
Yeah, Nick, we may have to. Can you get Ethan's attention out there? I'm going to drop that call and tell him to call him back because that was just one of those things that just didn't seem to work very well. That was State Senator Nick Schorr, and we just completely lost him. So I don't know if we'll get him back here.
This is a huge issue. It's almost like the safety of St. Louis just kind of could go either way depending on what happens because it's not working as it is now.
Oh, so some of the numbers, and as we get Senator Schorr back on the air, he mentioned the Fraternal Order of Police, Jay Schrader, who's been on the show many times talking about some of these things. And, you know, he pointed out, and these are all numbers that we've shared, and I think a lot of people who live in the region are aware of. The urban core has lost 40,000 residents since the takeover, which was 12 years ago. It was in 2013. I can't believe that was that long ago. Honestly, I feel like we were just talking about all this stuff, right? 1,000 officers have left the force since 2017.
Jeez.
512 of those officers have left just since 2021. So just under Tish. Nick, I think we got you back. Are you there? Sorry about that.
Yeah, hopefully the Russians haven't hacked my phone line. This is out here in Defiance, we don't get the best service. But yeah, to kind of piggyback on what you just said, and to over 200 plus are eligible for retirement today. Oh. So even if half of those guys take retirement, we're going to be decimated.
Well, what was the messaging from Chief Tracy? Because he was there as well, wasn't he?
Yeah, Chief Tracy has been there. I have visited with him before. And this is where I get some like conflicting stories, because I talked to the police chief's organization today, and they are 100% it's in support of this piece of legislation. Chief Tracy happens to say that, no, the trust crime is going down. He wants to have the support of the men and women behind him, but he's failing to listen to them as they're crying, begging, and pleading for us to pass this bill.
I have to assume that he's just doing that because he's, you know, brought in by Tashara and is trying to play that role.
I truly believe that. You know, there have been private conversations that I've had with good friends on the police force who have said, yeah, Chief Tracy knows that this is essential to the growth of the city, the future of this entire region, that we have to get a grasp on crime. And you've got politicians that are actively defunding the police. But, yeah, he's got to say that in person if he wants to keep his job.
Well, I'm going to call Elon Musk as soon as you hang up and see if he can drop you a Starlink out there in Defiance, since we're still kind of having you break up. One final question before I let you go, Nick, and we'll talk about this again on the roundtable tomorrow for Sarah Lamping, John Gaskin, and Jane. There are competing bills here. The way that this is handicapped to me is there's a good chance that this is going to happen, right? I think Mike Kehoe wants it to happen, majority of Republicans. So what's the handicapping, the prediction on your part? Two competing bills, does this get done?
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I think it really does. We've got two different options. We're all coming together, myself, Travis Fitzwater, Brad Chris, the governor's office. We've all come together in a unified manner. We're getting all the different factions of law enforcement together. So I would say this is the best chance we've ever had to get this thing done, having a governor that's prioritizing keeping our streets safe.
All right. State Senator Nick Schwer, thank you so much for weighing in here this afternoon. We'll talk soon. Thanks, Nick.
Thank you.
All right. I'm going to piggyback off this, because if you haven't seen this, Sue, your head might explode.
I think I know what it is.
Okay. Did you see what the mayor gave herself on the snow removal? Okay. This is unbelievable. So the local paper has a story that says, midway through the city's response to the recent snowstorm, Mayor Tashara Jones told public radio that the city's response was slightly above average.
Are you kidding
me? If I had to give our city a grade, it would be a B minus?
She is.
Now, that was a week's look. This was a podcast that was recorded a week ago, on January 13th, she said here that the city was handicapped by a shortage of plow drivers. Look, I think some of this is legitimate, but everyone has challenges. So she goes on and she says it's a problem of the side streets, but once you hit the main thoroughfares, it's smooth sailing.
No,
that's not true at all.
Not at all. And you know, Donna Behringer was here last week when you were gone, and she said when she worked, you know, she was an older person for a while, she said Mayor Slay had an actual document that said, all right, here's how it goes. When it snows, we do this, 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 and this. And there shouldn't be two blocks of too many things that are snowed in. If so, we will take care of it. I mean, they had a plan. They even at some point put salt at the end of streets they couldn't get to so neighbors could put it down. We had none of that. What happened to that plan? Where is it?
I don't know. I don't know. Here, this is good, though. If you read down in the story, I had not done this yet. You'll like this, too. They kind of recount what happened during the storm and the complaints that the public has had, and they go through blah, blah, blah. But then they say this. By Friday morning, because, again, some of these comments were from last week. By Friday morning, some aldermen, incredulous at the suggestion that Williams just learned of bad conditions, were saying that she might need to go. This is Bethany. It's not even Bethany. It's Bethany Williams, the streets director, right? Later that day, this is Friday, Connor Kerrigan, the flack for Jones, held a press conference to announce that the city had hired private contractors to help clear the streets. And he expressed some regret for the administration's handling of the storm. This might go back two Fridays ago. Okay. He conceded that the city initially failed to grasp the implications of the record-breaking storm and took too long to abandon the city's longtime policy of letting side streets melt on their own. This is my favorite part, though. He was alone at the podium. Jones was in Washington, D.C. at a meeting of the U.S. Conference of Mayors. How perfect is that coming off the travel story for Mayor Jones? Now, I've said this before when it comes to crime, and I'll say this for the public safety issue. There is legitimately no reason why the leader of the city of St. Louis can't... Look, Donald Trump's taken on two and a half hours of questions in the last 2 days. Why can't she express some leadership, go up to a podium on her own without a flack, and express concern and maybe some motivation to get the city back on track? On the crime issue, I said at some point, Lyda Cruishin should have done this. She'd have gone up there every day saying, we're going to get a hold of this. This is our main priority right now, helping the people of St. Louis. They're the first people to hoist the Alphabet Mafia flag, right? And talk about Trans Awareness Day and all this other nonsense. But when it comes to simple services that the taxpayers of St. Louis and that we all depend on, even if we don't live in the city, she doesn't want to address that at all.
That is correct.
And here's the worst part. And I hope that maybe we have a legitimate mayor's race here. But do you think that we will?
I don't know.
So
I really don't.
What changes?
I don't. But I have hope this time. And part of it is, much like the fires in California, you think maybe this will flip it. Maybe this storm will flip people who this many days later, weeks later, are having to tiptoe out of their house or on the sidewalk or to the car or trying to get out of the alley.
But what's going to have to happen here, and we're only about a month and a half away from some voting, I don't know too much about Andrew Jones, and I don't know if he's got a chance, and I don't think he does. They're trying to get on the air. Kara Spencer, is she campaigning? Is she trying to illustrate some of these points out there? Because I think, and I think Jane's going to agree with you tomorrow, I think this is one of those inflection points where people are going to say, just, you know, it's a bit of a microcosm from the L.A. fires. Mm-hmm. They're going to say, we've had enough of this.
Yeah.
We're not going to put up with it anymore.
We're going to look for competent people rather than anything else.
Well, but we have to vote based on race. Just don't forget about that. You know, we got a white alder person. That's not acceptable in the city of St. Louis. All right, we're coming back. Hey, Thomas Helbig is going to be here. We got a big seminar coming up a week from tonight.
Get more at 971talk.com.